Unit 19. The sounds t and d. To pronounce t, as illustrated in the diagram on page 67, place the tip of your tongue against the alveolar ridge. Stop the air completely, then release the air. Do not make a vocal sound. There are several variations of this consonant. When a word begins with make the sound with a noisy puff of air. Repeat the following examples.
Tame, tap, team, ten, tip, tray, tree, twin, 12, time.
Make the same noisy puff when a word ends in another consonant sound plus t. Repeat the examples.
Act, lift, fault, can't, apt, last, borscht, text.
Usage tips. Make the same noisy puff for st at the end of an adjective to make the superlative form. Repeat the examples.
Best, biggest, happiest, worst, smallest, silliest, most, least.
The past tense marker, ed, is pronounced t with the puff of air when the verb ends in a voiceless consonant sound. Look at the list of these sounds on page 68 and read each example as you repeat it. Be careful not to make a vowel sound before the t.
Taped, picked, watched, laughed, washed, past, faxed.
Do not make the puff of air when t follows at the end of a syllable. Repeat these examples.
Stamp, step, stove, mistake, faster, history.
To pronounce t just before the sound s at the end of words, tap the tip of your tongue on the palate, then slide your tongue forward to make s. Repeat the examples.
Bats, rests, bites, cats, beasts, coats.
To produce the t at the end of words that occur before words beginning with a consonant, tap your tongue on the alveolar ridge, stop the vocal sound, then go on to the next word. Repeat the examples.
She ate 3 hot dogs. The fat cat sat down on the mat. I'll bet she got the hat with that money. I met them at the market.
In certain words, the t is unreleased as above, then followed by the unstressed vowel sound and the sound n. Repeat the examples.
Button, mitten, kitten, bitten, fountain, mountain, important, sentence.
When the last word you say ends in the sound t, pronounce it either with or without the puff of air. There is no difference in meaning. Repeat the following sentences, read both ways.
He sat on his hat. He sat on his hat. She put on her coat. She put on her coat. They came to visit. They came to visit. He didn't eat. He didn't eat. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Practice for mastery. Repeat the following sentences.
Those tenants tore up the apartment. Leave the stew on the stove for 2 minutes. Just a minute, please. I put the buttons in my pocket. Stand up straight. Janet washed her skirt and 2 t-shirts. She wished she had polished her boots. The last time I went to that store, I got lost.
The letter T is silent in the following words. Read each word and take note of its spelling as you repeat it after the speaker.
Often. Listen. Fasten. Hasten. Mortgage. Mustn't.